The best trail to follow. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The best trail to follow. Goats and sheep that travel the high mountains always follow a trail. Now, true, someone has to establish the trail in the first place, but they always follow a trail. They follow wherever their scent leads them. And if they are alone, and if they are wandering in the mountains and foraging for food, they find places that are most salubrious for them to follow. And they follow those trails that take them to the food. And they follow the trails that other animals have used. And as they follow these trails, they find they are the most beneficial for them. They find that the trails are the most helpful to them. They find that the trails lead them in the direction that is beneficial for them to go. We as human beings do the same thing. We follow the trails, and our trails usually lead us to cities, lead us to places where we can gather and meet with other people and be in harmony with them. And be in peace with them, and certainly not be in war with them. We want to cooperate with the people we meet. We want to joyously join together with the people that we meet. We want to follow the trail, and we know how to do that. But do we really know how to follow the trail? Do we really know what is the most beneficial thing for us to do? Do we really know what is the best trail for us to follow? Well, if we let go and let our inner self guide us and direct us, we'll know, and we'll follow the trail that's best for us. But if we listen to outer forces, if we listen to outer signals, and if we listen to outer things, then we get into trouble. Now, we all know moderation is a very important thing. And some people like to drink. They like to drink in over moderation. They like to drink liquor. They like to drink soda water. They like to drink water. They like to drink out of moderation. And when they're drinking out of moderation, their body is not going to function harmonious. Their body is not going to be harmonious with what they would like their body to be. This is what happens. Now we see a lot of ice cream, and we want to eat all the ice cream we can. It tastes so good. We have a steak, and there's a half a steak left over, and it is so delicious. We reach out because we want to take that steak. We don't need it, but we want it. And this is what goes on in our family, in our world, where we slip away from moderation. Animals will eat until they're full, and then they will leave it alone. They will leave even good portions of the food alone, but they will leave it alone. Oh, they stuff their tummies, they stuff their bellies, and they go on their way, but they learn to leave it alone. They learn, not perhaps the first time, not when they're little cubs and they're eating over it, filling themselves and just having a great time, but they learn by being with their parents. They learn by being with their elders of what is most beneficial. If you have too much in your stomach, you cannot run. You're too fat. You cannot get away from a problem. And so they learn these things, and they learn that the road to follow is the road of moderation, the road of balance, and the road of harmony. Our inner body is formed much like our outer body is formed. Our inner body has pathways, trails that we follow, and these pathways that we follow are for our benefit. Now, the fight or flight syndrome is something that we all know about, and we all have experienced it in more or less degree, but the flight or fight syndrome says to us, are we so fat that we cannot run, we cannot fly, so we pretend that we're dead? Are we lithe and limber enough that we can run and escape the problem that is facing us? What can we do? Our inner body has this same measure going on for it. Our inner body knows how to produce the chemicals that are necessary for our body to function at peak performance. Our inner body has the ability to perform and create every chemical necessary, every nutrient necessary, everything necessary for the body. Because it takes the atoms, it takes the substance, and it brings forth that substance in the manner that is most beneficial to it. And it does this for, all throughout our youth, all throughout our early years. But then we come to a point where we do not follow what we know are to our best advantage. It's not a matter of the diet. The diet really has very little to do with it. It's the lack of moderation. And because we have this lack of moderation in our bodies, in our attitudes about ourselves, our bodies produce too much insulin or too little. They produce too much glucose. They produce too little. They produce too much of every one thing or another thing. And as these things are overproduced, they cause the body to act in a number of ways. The first way that the body acts